The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Hello, this is Dane Wigginton with the weekly edition of Global Alert News from Geoengineering Watch Radio for October 29th, 2016. Another week of planet Earth under siege has gone by. Another week in the asylum that the human race has constructed for itself. How do we change the current reality? It's up to us. This commercial-free one-hour news program is about harsh truths that the majority don't yet want to hear. This show is broadcast on KQMS throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 99.3 FM, and 105.7 FM. A recording of this show is available on geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent and radio sections, also on the KQMS archives. You can have one other option of calling in at PRN Radio Network. There's a call-in podcast number specifically for this show. This show is broadcast, rebroadcast on the PRN Radio Network throughout the East Coast. And that call-in number is 701-719-0991. You can call directly in for this show and choose any one of the last five episodes that you want to listen to over the phone. 701-719-0991. I want to re-announce the Silent Epidemic DVDs. That's Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccinations. Excellent, fact-filled, must-see DVD for anyone who cares about the health and welfare of their children or ourselves, because adults are being vaccinated as well, obviously. You can get a free copy of this DVD as long as you promise to view it and share it at Orchard Nutrition or KQMS Radio at the station. You can also get a copy of the 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth DVD. Shouldn't we care as Americans what 2,700 of the world's top architects and engineers say about the official narrative on 9/11, that it's patently false, scientifically impossible, and the data they present is completely inarguable? They're putting their lives and their careers on the line to try to wake up Americans. So if you're one that puts your flag on your porch or your sticker of your flag on your car and you claim to be patriotic, but you're not willing to look at the truth, that's not patriotism. That's just blind herd mentality, which is cowardice. Pick up a copy and find out what you don't know. Also, if you've viewed the Silent Epidemic DVD, the Vaxxed DVD, the Vaxxed film, is also extremely important to watch. I want to drive that point home. Vaxxed can be viewed online, I believe, for $3, something like that. You go to VAXXED online. That's a must-view documentary also, because Vaxxed has the information from a top CDC scientist stating on the record that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, has been hiding, systematically hiding, known lethal vaccination dangers for decades. Why wouldn't anybody want to know this? Why isn't our medical community looking into this? Because their paychecks and their pensions depend on them towing the official narrative. And as I've covered in previous shows, the amount of money that physicians are making from administering full series of vaccinations to their patients is staggering, absolutely staggering. We've disclosed those numbers, $400 per patient in the case of pediatricians, massive bonuses, some of them going into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So why would they want to know the truth? Very tragic that our medical community is not behaving in a moral manner, and they're not. So, again, free DVDs at Orchard Nutrition and KQMS. I want to announce, before I get to more news stories I'll cover today, the Reading Library on Saturday, November 5th, another free event, free documentary film viewing of an astounding, moving, and shocking documentary with incredible footage called Home. I believe we'll start that at 1 p.m. Hope I have my times right here. There'll be flyers at Orchard Nutrition about this. And also another film that's an essential view for people who have bought into the official mainstream media propaganda about what's really going on in the Middle East. There's a film called Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land. Very moving film. I believe that'll start at 3. I'll be there for Q&A at about 4:30 after the second film is over. Flyers on the Saturday, November 5th event are at Orchard Nutrition in Reading. In this show today, stories that I'll cover. Why are major news sites, independent news sites, or at least that claim to be independent, part of the independent news community, and who claim to be against geoengineering, why are some of these sites saying exactly what the power structure and the geoengineers would want them to say? More on that story later in this broadcast. Also covered today, a dire message about the disintegrating ozone layer from a former NASA engineer that's now working directly with geoengineeringwatch.org. Another story covered later in this broadcast. Why is the brutal dictatorship of Saudi Arabia the head of the UN Human Rights Council? How insane is that? And also, of course, in this broadcast, the latest updates on the implosion of the environment and the lockstep collapse of the industrialized, militarized civilization as a whole. If you don't believe it's happening, you will. Wait and see. Now, back to the vaccination issue. This is very important that the breaking news be followed by those in the community that are still not yet willing to examine the facts, pick up a DVD and view what they don't know. Here's a headline. CDC, that's Centers for Disease Control, CDC SPIDER, SPIDER is an acronym, and I'll explain that in a moment, is the biggest medical whistleblower event in history. From this report, the CDC SPIDER group is a group of CDC whistleblowers that have now demanded a, quote, house cleaning and lend credence to increasingly critical views of authority structures. This report continues. While the mainstream media and medical big pharma spokespeople were doing their best to ignore the raging uproar that is being created by the vaxxed phenomenon, again, the vaxxed documentary, must-see film, and pretend it isn't happening, another major blow was just struck against the entrenched liars in politics claiming across the board, quote, safety and zero risk, quote, of vaccines. CDC whistleblowers, confessor William Thompson, the primary subject of the Vax documentary, appears to have triggered somewhat of a whistleblower avalanche following his explosive confession that he and his superiors literally shredded, yes, threw in the trash can, hard evidence linking vaccines to autism, thus vindicating the work of numerous scientists around the world that have tried to sound the alarm on vaccine dangers. Report continues, this most recent blow against such malfeasance and criminal conspiracy consists of a letter addressed to the chief of staff, Cameron Villa, at the CDC, and signed off by a group of at least a dozen disenchanted, fed-up CDC scientists identifying themselves as SPIDER, CDC, Scientists Preserving Integrity, Diligence, and Ethics in Research. That's what the acronym SPIDER stands for. This CDC group consists of the biggest whistleblower event we've ever seen, bigger even than Thompson's disturbing and compelling confession of conspiracy and cover-up at the highest levels in the CDC. The latest bombshell reveals that the corruption and complicity are not anomalies, but entrenched systemic problems. The new CDC whistleblower group opens with this revealing paragraph. We are a group of scientists at the CDC that are very concerned about the current state of ethics at our agency. It appears that our mission is being influenced and shaped by outside parties and rogue interests. Our mission and the congressional intent for our agency is being circumvented by some of our leaders. What concerns us most is that it is becoming the norm and not the rare exception. Some senior management officials at CDC are clearly aware and even condone these behaviors. Others see it and turn the other way. Some staff are intimidated and pressured to do things that they know are not right. We have representatives from across the agency that witness this unacceptable behavior. It occurs at all levels and in our respective units. We are asking that you do your part to help clean up this house. Finally, the CDC whistleblower letter closes with this. Why has the CDC turned a blind eye to these issues? Please be an agent of change. Do the right thing. Signed, Scientists Preserving Integrity, Diligence, and Ethics in Research. Again, CDC whistleblower group trying to sound the alarm on vaccination dangers that have been known by the CDC but systematically hidden. If you care about your children, if you care about yourself, if you're taking vaccinations as well, this is an incredibly, incredibly dire issue. It's imperative the population learn the truth. You can only do that by investigating. Free DVDs again, Orchard Nutrition and Reading Radio. Final statement on this issue. Remember, it is agencies such as the CDC, the AMA, the TGA, etc., that are orchestrating the war on natural complementary medicine. It is these outlets that are enacting Big Pharma's modern-day inquisition against natural healing and demonizing those modalities. And their practitioners at every opportunity, employing the lapdog mainstream media to great effect. Simultaneously, they engineer a cult-like mentality in the public at large, touting the unquestionable benefits of various mainstream interventions while aggressively discouraging any free thinking or critical analysis. Anyone who points out the well-documented risks or harms resulting from said, quote, wonderful interventions is mocked and ostracized in the most juvenile form of groupthink imaginable. Welcome to 1984, 2016 style. So how do so many totally abandon their morality? Why is this? Are we just born this way? Of course, this is not the case. The doctor doesn't deliver a baby and says, here's a scientist, or here's a politician, or here's a lying government official, if you will. We become these things through life. We make choices that make us what we are. Why have so many made the choice to abandon their morality and become a part of the cancer that is literally destroying our health and devouring the world and ensuring certain near-term suicide for the human race? And so many people are part of that cancer. I'll have more on that later in the show. But we aren't born that way. We become that way. We make the choices to end up in that place. We need to reverse that course. Headlines from rapidly unfolding environmental cataclysms occurring all over the globe. A lot to cover here. I'll do my best to weave all this together. West Africa is being swallowed by the sea. That's a headline. When people ask again about how we can know what data is real and what data is not, because we can't trust official agencies, and that's true. And in regard to the state of the climate, official agencies are definitely lying about the state of the climate, but in the opposite direction of what most have mistakenly chosen to believe, because this kind of denial feels good. Feels good to go back into your bubble and not face reality. Official agencies are lying to the downside about how drastic our environmental implosion is. It's much, much worse than any official agency says. So we don't need to believe official agencies. We need to look at frontline film footage. When you see the ocean invading shorelines in Africa and many other places around the globe, you don't need anybody to tell you something that you then have to believe. You can look with your own eyes. That's the bottom line. And not enough people are doing this. They're simply swallowing whatever headline is dangled in front of them that feels good. Denial feels good because most people choose that route. Doesn't feel good for long, though, until you hit the wall because nobody was willing to face the truth. And that's where we're headed. Another headline, new study. Melting ice impact on sea level rise has been greatly underestimated, new study shows. Yes, what I just talked about. Underestimated, not overhyped. Another headline, Western Pacific major hurricanes and typhoons have increased 300%. Let's weave this into previous shows where I've brought up again and again and again. How is it possible that the U.S. is now over 11 years into a major hurricane drought? No major hurricane landfalls on the U.S. And the last two that hit that they made lots of media hype about were at the absolute bare minimum designation for a hurricane, 75 mile an hour sustained winds, the bare minimum, in order to make some headlines and not look quite so suspicious that nothing is hitting the U.S. In the meantime, major hurricanes elsewhere up 300%. So hurricane suppression is absolutely going on, and if you think that's a good thing when the planet turns into Venus because the planet's not able to cool itself as it's trying to do right now, you should rethink that conclusion. Another headline, nights warming 2 times faster than days. This is indicative of the greenhouse gas buildup for those who claim the more CO2 the better, even though it's acidifying the oceans, even though the CO2 loading with natural forest vegetation is at its peak level now and able to absorb more. And there's more to that story as well, because we also know that the bioavailable metals being dropped from climate engineering are contaminating soils, and that's also inhibiting those plants from uptaking more CO2. There's also the massive UV radiation due to the shredded ozone layer, more on that in a moment, that's inhibiting plants from absorbing more CO2. So the bottom line is the CO2 is building up, methane is building up, other greenhouse gases are building up, covering the planet like a layer of glass, and thus the heat does not escape at night, and thus this major indicator that confirms what's happening with the greenhouse gas buildup. It's not about Al Gore. It's not about carbon credits. Both are shams. It's about reality. Nights warming 2 times faster than days. Now, from a Harvard publication, we have this headline: Engineering the Earth to Fight Climate Change. This is from October 27th. We have this statement, quote, "Though climate forecasts often look bleak, geoengineering offers a glimmer of hope for the future." Again, this is from a Harvard publication. "Making the planet a little cooler through solar geoengineering is a fast-growing area of research with a lot of potential, though it is not a permanent solution." Now, think how absurd all this is, this statement from Harvard. As if geoengineering hasn't already been going on for 70 years, more than 70 years, and that they have to tell us this is not a permanent solution. Do we need a scientist to tell us it's not a permanent solution to fly jet aircraft all over the globe, thousands of them, some of them that burn a gallon of hydrocarbon per second, polluting the atmosphere, and then spraying massive payloads of highly toxic heavy metals, polymers, and chemicals into the atmosphere as a quote-unquote solution, and the scientists have to tell us and remind us that that's not a permanent solution, as if we need to be told that? Our science industry has completely, the science institution has completely betrayed the population. The vast, vast majority have totally betrayed the population, with exceptions like those scientists from the CDC, which I just mentioned, and a few others. But the vast majority of the science community, especially in regard to climate science, has completely betrayed the population. Whether they're threatened in some form or another is irrelevant. Those that are pretending that climate engineering is not going on are simply lying, and thus accessories to the crime. From that Harvard report, final statement: fixing problems related to climate change will likely require a wide range of solutions. That's why scientists and policymakers are exploring how to intentionally intervene with the climate, also called geoengineering or climate engineering, which can help us combat the worst effects of climate change. Really, from Harvard. Harvard's just a power structure, bought and paid for institution, as are everyone who attends or works for Harvard. So consider this, that they're telling us this will help us combat climate change, when right now, mathematically speaking, after 70 years of geoengineering, we can safely and confidently state that the single greatest environmentally destructive factor on the planet today is climate engineering. Continuing with the effects of climate engineering, here's a headline: air pollution can harm blood vessels even in healthy young adults. Why would we need, again, scientists to tell us that? From that report: periodic exposure to fine particulate matter, which is tiny pollutants from cars, factories, power plants, and fires, and let's not mention the jet aircraft spraying tens of millions of tons of aluminum and other heavy metal nanoparticulates into the sky. Let's not mention that, of course. The report continues, isn't a health risk only for the ill and the elderly, the researchers concluded. Now again, do we need scientists to tell us things like this? That, oh, by the way, toxic particles are not healthy for an otherwise healthy person. Do we need a scientist to tell us that kind of infantile conclusion? But this is the level that our society has dropped to, that we simply blindly listen to the very immature narrative coming from the science community on many issues that the public obviously should know on its own. And of course, the biggest sources of these atmospheric pollutants are not mentioned. Climate engineering, programs to intentionally spray the sky with sun-blocking material, and anybody who looks up, looks away from their iPhones and whatever else is distracting them at football games, and looks up and can see that it is the expanding aircraft particulate trails that cover the sky so many days that expand into cobweb-like, strange-looking clouds, or even if you have a storm system that moves in, we'll have these amorphous skies in the days before the storm, no wind and no dark passing clouds with squalls of rain like we once had, but these amorphous rainless skies, and then eventually the rain starts to drip and drizzle. If you live in a quiet location, you can hear the aircraft passing over at a very low altitude, and you can tell the difference, because on a clear day when there's no spray dispersions going on, I live in a very remote location, and about one aircraft an hour passes overhead, so high that you can barely hear it. But when the storms are passing through, you hear a parade of aircraft that sounds like you're at the end of an LAX runway. Why is that? And again, anybody who looks up and remembers what blue skies and white clouds look like should know something radical is going on in our skies. Continuing with environmental degradation, collapse, it's happening all over the globe, so much of it related directly to climate engineering. This is not to say, as some in the anti-geoengineering community, and I'll elaborate more on this later, want to believe that there's nothing wrong with the climate except climate engineering. That's every bit as much denial as those who claim climate engineering isn't going on. Lots of denial to go around. Human activity has decimated the planet. So for those in the anti-geoengineering community that want to convince themselves that putting 100 million tons of CO2 in the atmosphere in a day, every day is fine, that cutting down forests is fine, that paving the planet is fine, that poisoning the oceans is fine, that the only thing that's wrong is geoengineering, that's total denial as well. But we can say this in regard to drought. Geoengineering and the particulates that are sprayed in the atmosphere from geoengineering programs are mathematically the single greatest cause of drought, period. So let's get to some headlines that relate to that. Here's the headline. After years of drought, a starving Madagascar teeters on the brink of catastrophe. From this report, even in good years, hunger is rife in Madagascar. More than 90% of its population lives below the poverty line, and nearly half of the country's children are chronically malnourished or stunted. But the consecutive years of severe drought, widespread crop failure, and water shortages have driven Madagascar to the brink of utter catastrophe, United Nations agencies said last week. Report continues, more than half the population of southern Madagascar, or around 850,000 people, are now experiencing alarming levels of hunger, according to the agencies. At least 20% of the households in the region are on the verge of famine. Final statements from this report. These are people living on the brink. Many have nothing but wild fruits to eat. We must act together now to save lives. Now, here's the UN stating this, we must act together. But while the UN is certainly aware of the climate engineering programs, it's the cause of the drought to begin with. The hypocrisy is rampant in the medical industrial complex and the military industrial complex. Nothing but lies, deception, and destruction. Now, on that same theme of the destruction being wrought upon the planet by climate engineering, which is really weather warfare, which is also biological warfare because of the toxic heavy metals, polymers, and chemicals that are raining down on all of us, being inhaled by all of us, being absorbed by the entire web of life. Here's a statement from the 40-year aeronautics engineer veteran, a former NASA employee that is working directly with me at geoengineeringwatch.org, doing metering for us with very expensive equipment that was purchased by a very dedicated individual that is also working directly with geoengineeringwatch.org. And here's what this 40-year aeronautics engineer, veteran, former NASA employee has to say. He wrote this specifically for me for this news program. The top of the atmosphere, which is called the TOA, the ozone layer, is a solar filter. A healthy ozone layer will prevent dangerous solar radiation from reaching Earth's surface, but we do not have a healthy ozone layer anymore. By the way, for those that don't realize this, no ozone layer, no terrestrial life on Earth. That's simple, isn't it? And geoengineering is destroying the ozone layer. Continuing with the statement from this former NASA employee working directly with us. A spectral radiometer measurement reveals that we are all being exposed to immense UV radiation. UVB radiation affects plant and animal RNA and DNA. Due to the resonant frequencies involved, UVB can literally tear apart DNA strands. Tell me what your children will look like in several years. He continues, I worked at NASA/AMES Dryden Flight Research on projects specifically on high-altitude platforms designed to study the ozone layer and have over 40 years' experience as an aerospace avionics engineer. I am here to try and sound the alarm on ozone layer destruction by weather warfare /SRM, which is solar radiation management projects. Without the ozone layer, all life on Earth will literally cook to death, and we are on an exponential curve approaching this point. His final statements. To those people who think that SRM projects, solar radiation management projects, will work, think again. The upper atmospheric aerosol injection of aluminum, barium, strontium causes destruction to the ozone layer, and the reasons why are simple. Any particulate released into the lower atmosphere will inhibit oxygen molecules formed at the Earth's surface from reaching the TOA, the top of atmosphere. So there isn't enough oxygen at the top of atmosphere to form a normal ozone layer. Without a normal ozone layer, or a damaged ozone layer, excessive UVB radiation passes through, only to be reflected back through the ozone layer by those metal particulates and oxides, which causes even more damage to the already abnormal ozone layer. Continuing spectral radiometry measurements will be performed and announced. That's a startling statement. And geoengineeringwatch.org first reported on this with metering that we did several years ago. In fact, when we posted this article called Geoengineering is Shredding the Ozone Layer, I encourage anybody to just search that. Geoengineering is just shredding the ozone layer. You'll see our measurements. And when we announced that, within 15 minutes, our site was taken down. It was taken down 8 times in the next 3 days. We had to switch servers. We had to beef up security to keep that data up. The immensity of threat that is being hidden from public view by those in power and the kind of academicians I mentioned earlier, scientists and agency people who are towing the line for the power structure in exchange for their paychecks and pensions, it's inexcusable. And it's absolutely epidemic. Same is true for the medical industrial complex in regard to vaccinations. We have a population that so far has not wanted to know the truth. Even while the walls are caving in around us all, they don't want to know the truth. And if anybody comes along and dangles a headline in front of a population or an individual that wishes to remain in denial, unfortunately, without any investigation, the vast majority will gobble up that headline because it fortifies their denial. And for the moment, the denial seems to feel good to most people. It won't for long, and it leads to a very dark place. If the human race remains on its current course, mathematically speaking, certain near-term global extinction of all species is inevitable on this course. And let's give some math to back that up. Let's look backward for the last 40 years. As I've stated in previous shows, we've lost about 60% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years, while the human population has doubled. That's another issue that's very sensitive for many people. They seem to think or try to convince themselves that the population can keep skyrocketing forever without a problem. That's simply delusion. And if someone points that delusion out, for those who remain in denial, they typically attack the person who delivered that reality by saying, you must agree with those in power who are trying to cull the populations. Of course, I don't agree with their insanity. But that doesn't change the mathematical fact that when wildlife populations decline by almost 2/3 and human populations double in the same 40-year time frame, that's a problem. And those in power, yes, they're clinically insane. They should all be put on trial, Nuremberg-type trials. So many people, not just those who instigated the insanity going on around the globe, but those who have facilitated it. And there are so many in that category, so many. In the medical industry, in the official agency arenas, EPA, other agencies that are assigned with protecting the population and are simply hiding threats from the population, all of them should be put on trial, period. But those facts don't change the mathematical reality of what's unfolding. We must face the full truth, period. And human activity, including climate engineering, is destroying the planet's ability to support life We are radically outstripping the planet's ability to sustain us. In fact, current mathematical calculations show that if the entire population of the planet lived with the resource consumption that Americans are going through, we would need 5 planets. That's a mathematical fact. So just because the party can continue on planet Earth for a certain specific time while these built-up resources are exhausted doesn't mean that can continue. I go over this again and again because it's imperative the population wake up to this fact. We cannot continue on the same course or we are done in the very, very near term. Power structure knows this. That's why they're becoming increasingly desperate. That's why they're becoming increasingly forceful with the vaccination programs, because vaccinations are degrading human health, period. They're miring the population in struggles that then make that population unable to respond to what's unfolding around them because they're mired in their own struggles, whether it's an autistic child or whether some other aspect of poor and degraded health, and the health of Americans is going down rapidly. We're the most vaccinated population on the planet, period. We're also being exposed to the toxins from the atmosphere, GMO foods, the list goes on and on, but the power structure is becoming very forceful. And the vaccination issue shows that as they push mandatory vaccinations on us because they can't afford the population to wake up until they have fully laid their agenda down. And even for those in the power structure who are participating in this, who feel they're somehow on the inside circle, that they'll be exempted from what's unfolding, you should wake up to the lie as well, because you will go down with the ship along with the rest of us. When the planet dies, we die. It's that simple. And not only has the wildlife population declined to that degree, but we have plankton populations, for example. Plankton is the largest single source of oxygen on the planet, down about 50 to 60%. Atmospheric oxygen content is plummeting. That further degrades the ozone situation, which I mentioned earlier. Everything's connected to everything else, and all of it is beginning to domino. How many people have seen the very elaborate domino constructs that you see on some show where a massive platform of dominoes is built and you take one domino out and the whole thing comes down? And that's exactly where we're headed. Only many dominoes are going to come out of the equation at the same time. Those that can't see this have their head in the sand, and that needs to change. In regard to the environment and the heating of the planet, which is starting to shut down Earth's life support systems, crop production, fisheries, oceans are dying, period. We're heading toward Canfield Ocean. So not only is the plankton dying, but the oceans are superheating, stratifying, and deoxygenating. This is called Canfield Ocean. It's happening right now. That's why we have reefs dying all over the globe. We have the kelp forest ecosystems dying all over the globe. We have global fish populations plummeting. We're about 90% depleted on global pelagic fish populations, the food fish, if you will. We have methane building up in the atmosphere. It's astoundingly high. In fact, the methane concentrations, some readings have shown over 3,000 parts per billion. The planet hasn't been over 700 parts per billion for the last million years plus. In regard to the CO2 buildup, it's the highest it's been in 20 million years. And for those people, and I'm going to elaborate on this in a moment, for those people and even, quote, independent news sites that sound more like fossil fuel geoengineering industry lobbyists, for those people to say that CO2 is not a problem, you are clueless or you are lying, one or the other. And when you feed this kind of nonsense to a population that doesn't want to wake up to begin with, you are ensuring our collective demise. And I don't take that lightly. I don't. My children's future is at stake, as are all children's future, as is the planet as a whole. So for those who claim to be journalists or investigative news sites reporting total disinformation that sounds like some sort of narrative put out word for word by the fossil fuel industry or the geoengineering industry, I will not stand by and bite my lip on that. CO2 is acidifying the ocean to a point that it has not been at for over 20 million years. And that rate of increase is faster than anything that has happened in the last 300 million years. Now, if anybody thinks that it's just a coincidence that this is happening, has nothing to do with human activity, and we have a lot of people who still convince themselves of that, you're simply living in a delusion, a willful denial that will not save you or any of the rest of us. It's not a coincidence that these things are happening in exact lockstep with human activity, including geoengineering. And then again, we have the dichotomous thinkers that try to make the argument that, well, if you agree that human activity is a problem, you must be an Al Gore fan. I'm not an Al Gore fan. Al Gore is a criminal, and carbon credits are a sham. Taxing certain forms of carbon output is a sham because it doesn't change the problem. It just makes people feel that somehow something's being done. It's not. It's not. But the mathematical, statistical odds of these changes happening on our planet at thousands of times the rate that they've ever happened before, in perfect lockstep with human activity, the mathematical odds of this being not connected to human activity is zero. It's zero. And those calculations have been done. The human race has been unimaginably poor stewards of the planet. The military-industrial complex is leading that charge of insanity, and a population is willing to go along with it because we have all the convincing military commercials that our military is a force for good and that everyone should join the military and be all they can be on a planet that doesn't support life. And when I say that, there are other dichotomous thinkers that, oh, if you're against our military's completely out of control activities, including climate engineering, then you must think other countries are benevolent. No, I'm not a dichotomous thinker, and none of us should be. The equation is not black and white. There are complexities that must be examined by any rational individual in order to come to a rational conclusion. Short of examining those complexities, people are simply following ideology, groupthink, and dogma, and that will not save us from the current course we are on. So again, from every direction, the biosphere is imploding. We appear to be in a runaway greenhouse event right now. Climate engineering is making that worse, not better. The more these operations go on, the more the ozone layer is destroyed, the more the toxic bioavailable contaminants, aluminum and other metals, are raining down, saturating soils, sterilizing soils. We have peer-reviewed study to show that in case of aluminum, when it hits root systems, organisms shut down nutrient uptake. They die a slow, protracted death. We see that happening with trees all over the globe. We have droughts happening everywhere, which is also causing boreal forests to burn down around the globe. That pumps much more CO2, and this is directly related to climate engineering, by the way. Although global warming from countless human activities is very, very real, climate engineering is mathematically the single most destructive factor of all. So with the droughts and the burning forests, which feed a very destructive feedback loop, burning forests and releasing unimaginable amounts of CO2 into the atmosphere, also releasing soot into the atmosphere, much of that in the northern latitudes is settling down on ice deposits, turning them dark, causing them to melt even faster. And by the way, not only Arctic ice, is at all-time record lows for this time of year right now, despite all the disinformation that we hear coming from many sites. And again, I'm going to elaborate on that in a moment. But Antarctic sea ice, the last vestige of denial from the global warming is a hoax camps of people who are really just towing the line for the power structure and the geoengineers by repeating that false narrative. Antarctic ice at all-time, sea ice at all-time record low levels right now. And the only reason, and I've stated this over the last decade, when all the headlines came out, Antarctic sea ice, record highs, I stated what the data revealed on the record, that the only reason the Antarctic ice peaked, the surface area, not the volume, but it peaked for a time, was because there was so much fresh water pouring off the melting Antarctic land ice. It was desalinating the seas around Antarctica. The fresh water freezes at about a 4 degree higher temperature, and we had climate engineers chemically ice nucleating everything they could. We have a disintegrated ozone layer over Antarctica as well, completely disintegrated, and that actually allows for more wintertime freezing as well for a number of reasons. So I stated over and over on the record over recent years that this headline would not hold, and it hasn't. So we have gone from record high Antarctic sea ice to record low in 2 years. Both poles record low right now. On that note, with the accelerating warming of the planet, we have record warm temperatures projected throughout the U.S. for the coming weeks. Places in the Arctic right now are some 35 degrees above normal. Some Arctic sea temperatures 25 degrees above normal. A cubic meter of seawater contains 4,000 times the thermal energy of a cubic meter of air. This is cataclysmic. Again, the oceans are superheating, deoxygenating, beginning to thaw methane hydrates on the seafloor, formerly frozen methane deposits. That methane thaws, migrates to the surface, enters the atmosphere, and starts covering the planet like a layer of glass. This is a planetary cataclysm that's happening right now. But again, we need to filter out the truth from the lies. We have people in the science community, like the Arctic News website, that posts some very credible frontline data, but then descends into total deception and lie by claiming that emergency geoengineering programs need to be implemented as if it's not already been going on for 70 years and doing cataclysmic harm to the planet. There we have a clear example of the climate science community lying, absolutely lying. In the case of climate scientist Guy McPherson, that I have met face-to-face, had two private meetings with him in the course of a very short period, behaving very strangely, McPherson was, and who once was willing to talk about climate engineering and was either warned or somehow had a massive change of heart in addressing this issue. We have scientists like Guy McPherson that are either unimaginably ignorant of the very subject on which they claim to be experts, or they're lying. Only two options there. Unimaginably ignorant and blind, or lying. So when we have scientists like Guy McPherson and the Arctic Methane Emergency Group giving accurate frontline data on the severity of the climate implosion, but then claiming geoengineering is not going on, again, unimaginably ignorant or lying. Now, in regard to what's happening and what our military is stating about it, let me plug this headline into the equation. Here's the headline. General warns climate change refugee wars are coming. Well, that's already false because they're not coming, they're here. As I've stated in previous shows over and over, starting decades ago with sub-Saharan African countries that were systematically droughted into total catastrophe by U.S. NATO weather modification programs and then forced to allow U.S. occupation, the same thing was done to every single Middle Eastern country. Again, I would ask, is it a coincidence that every single country named by Brzezinski as part of the grand chessboard talked about by General Wesley Clark immediately after 9/11 as being countries that were going to be taken down, is it a coincidence that every single one of those countries was exposed to once-in-a-thousand-year droughts prior to their destabilization? No, it's not a coincidence. We have, again, the leaders of countries like Iran stating on the record, and they have air forces, radars, they know what's going on in their airspace. Their countries are having the rain cut off from NATO weather modification programs. Those who manipulate the weather can decide who gets rain and who doesn't, and how toxic that rain is. This is going on. So, back to the general warns climate change refugee wars are coming. They're already here. This is not just a result of anthropogenic damage to the planet and anthropogenic warming, but also climate engineering, which is part of anthropogenic activity. But in regards to droughts, climate engineering is the single greatest causal factor due to the particulates it's putting in the atmosphere, which are causing what's termed scientifically as global dimming. You can look that up, or you can go on geoengineeringwatch.org and watch a one-hour documentary on this subject. It's on the homepage. From this report, climate change is threatening to force millions of people to become refugees and spark major wars that could completely destabilize the world, a leading general has warned. Countries which attempted to deal with the coming crisis by resorting to, quote, narrow nationalistic interests, for example, by building walls to keep out refugees, will only make the problem worse, according to Major General Munir Uzuman. That's a tough one to pronounce, but I think that's right. Chairman of the Global Military Advisory Council on Climate Change, the GMACCC. In our analysis, he stated, we are seeing the risk is now becoming all-pervasive from climate change in the sense that it is touching multiple sectors. Many of the sectors are being gravely challenged, he said. He pointed to the recent diplomatic row between bitter regional rivals India and Pakistan, which both have large militaries and nuclear weapons. The conflict was over water supplies. The events in the Arab Spring and the Syrian Civil War were also connected to unrest caused by droughts and crop failures. Just went over that, didn't I? Just went over that. These countries were droughted out by NATO-US weather modification programs to intentionally fuel the unrest and chaos. Final statement, major wars and mass migration have the potential to completely destabilize not just countries and regions, but the entire world, the general said. Do we think that the military-industrial complex is not going to engage in weather manipulation when they know it's the greatest threat they face, and they've said this on the record over and over and over again? If you think that they are not involved in these programs, you're living in a delusion. Now, an important point I want to get to. For those in the independent, quote, news community that are pushing a narrative that is exactly what the power structure, the military-industrial complex, and the climate engineers would want them to push, they are harming the fight to expose and halt geoengineering. And I'm extremely disappointed in an upcoming event that's being backed by InfoWars. Sorry to take this step to have to name this on the record, but InfoWars is backing an event titled Global Warming, an Inconvenient Lie. Subtitle, Learn Why the Globalists Push Man-Made Climate Change Hoax. And guess who's heading up this event? Lord Christopher Monckton of Benchley. I would encourage anyone, look up Lord Monckton rap sheet and see just how much this individual has lied about everything, everything. And why is he still being given a voice by a site that does put out good information on certain issues? I don't deny that. Why are they repeating a narrative that is extremely harmful to the fight to expose and stop climate engineering? And the reason this is the case is because they are saying exactly what the climate engineers want, that global warming is a hoax, because the purpose of climate engineering is in many ways psychological. When they create chemically nucleated snowstorms and lots of headlines around it, even though the planet's in total meltdown, those in the population that don't want to believe the truth, that hate Al Gore, rightfully so, but that doesn't change reality. If Al Gore, again, says that the world is round, we can't take the position it's flat because we want to disagree with Al Gore. So why are independent news sites, and this is not the only one, we have another site that's What Really Happened. The website that has a lot of good data on a lot of things, but is completely towing the line for the power structure in regard to a narrative that is exactly what the geoengineers would want. To claim the planet is not warming when it's in total meltdown. And what does this cause? It not only entrenches a certain portion of the population in total denial about what's happening, including climate engineering, but it completely alienates. This is the most important part. When we have, quote, the independent news community, again, repeating a narrative that's patently, ridiculously false, totally incredible, it ensures that the climate science community, who needs to come out of their denial on climate engineering, it ensures that this community will never come near the independent news community because they don't want anything to do with a community that is this far off the mark. When the planet's in total meltdown, both poles at record low ice, record temperatures being set everywhere, 17 months in a row of all-time record-breaking months, each one breaking the last. 2014 all-time record warm year, broken by 2015. 2016 will shatter that again. The planet's in total runaway meltdown, and we have independent news sites that are claiming it's all a hoax. And the people conducting these events of disinformation are people like Lord Christopher Monckton of Benchley. And he's not even a lord, by the way. Nothing about this man is legitimate. I encourage anybody to look him up. Why is he being given a voice as if he's credible? We have other people like Tim Ball, who's not credible in any way, shape, or form. Look up Tim Ball and look at his resume and find out how uncredible this individual is. So we have a cast of people that are apparently more interested in getting in front of a microphone than telling the truth and whatever their own agenda is. I simply want to say this on the record. These people, these events, and this narrative this completely, ridiculously false, uncredible narrative is harming the fight to expose and halt climate engineering because it completely discredits the independent news community in the eyes of academia, whom we need to show some courage, come out of the shadows, and tell the truth about geoengineering. And one more name I'll name, who's the person actually putting on this major disinformation, global warming is a hoax event in Arizona in early December, is Ed Griffin. And though Ed Griffin participated in the What in the World and Why in the World films, films that did do much good for the cause, I would ask what his agenda is now. When he put out articles, which I refuted on the record, claiming that the planes we see spraying are not really spraying at all, that there's some invisible planes that spray some invisible material that then looks like the planes we see spraying are spraying. Try to follow me with this. It's very hard to follow because it doesn't make any rational sense at all. So we're not really seeing planes spraying. We're just seeing aircraft pass through particulates that were sprayed by invisible planes that really did the spraying of some invisible material that only becomes visible when some other aircraft passes through it. How incredibly ludicrous is that? And next, Mr. Griffin stated on the record that we're not really seeing grid patterns in the sky, and we shouldn't really fault the pilots or anybody else because they're not doing anything. We're just seeing trails that are blown into grid patterns by the wind, magically. Does that make any sense to anybody? And you can look this up. If you look up Geoengineering Watch and Ed Griffin's name, you'll see my public refutation of this complete disinformation. Now, why is Griffin putting on this big disinformation event in Phoenix? We would have to look deeper and try to figure out all the motives why. But the bottom line is, to claim the planet is cooling or that global warming is a complete hoax is exactly to toe the official narrative of the climate engineers. That's what they want. Why would anyone who claims to be fighting climate engineering toe that narrative? That's a question we need to answer. Moving on, as the climate collapses, as the environment collapses, which none of these sources, sites, or individuals I just mentioned are talking about at all, the economic meltdown will come. It is happening right now. A few last headlines. Caterpillar retail sales declined for 46 consecutive months, worst month for North America ever. Caterpillar warns of economic weakness throughout the world. Second headline, Nigeria asked Parliament for $30 billion to halt recession. Next headline, 20,000 job cuts. World's biggest shipyards brace for more decline. Industrialized society is done. It's in its death throes. This will continue to unfold at an ever more rapid pace, as I've stated over and over and over, as the biosphere implodes. Again, something that is not being discussed in any way, shape, or form by the kind of disinformation efforts that I just went over. As the biosphere implodes, the global economy will follow. Society, as we have known it, will cease to function. If we are still able to salvage anything of the planet's life support systems, the human race will have to make a complete change of direction. A few more headlines that back up what the power structure will do when they run out of options. Headline, NATO continues to prepare for war with Russia. Another headline, U.S. Army chief talks up war with Russia, insists U.S. will win. Another headline, Saudi Arabia deliberately targeting impoverished Yemen's farmers and agricultural industry, destroy the ability of the population to survive. This is going on all over the globe, being pushed by the power structure. Saudi Arabia being backed by the U.S. in the destruction of Yemen, one of the poorest countries in the world. The two richest countries in the world destroying the poorest country. Why? Continuing, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have pushed nearly 10,000 ISIS fighters from Mosul, Iraq to Syria, where it seems the dark alliance of the U.S. and Saudi Arabia feel the ISIS fighters are most needed to continue creating chaos. The U.S. goal of toppling Syria continues, along with all other Middle Eastern nations that the U.S. and NATO has helped to turn into ashes in recent years, using 9/11, the false flag event, as a license. As I mentioned earlier, Saudi Arabia on the UN Human Rights Council to cover up its abuses. How could Saudi Arabia be on the UN Human Rights Council? There's much more in this report. I'm sorry, I don't have time to get into that in this episode. Bottom line, how did things get this bad? How did our collective horizon grow so dark? This is why. Because so far, the vast majority of the human societies around the globe, especially in the industrialized nations, don't want the truth. They're hell-bent on remaining immersed in lies and delusions until they are forced to face reality. But if the masses remain unwilling to face the truth until the last moment, it will already be too late to salvage anything. So many individuals in our society that each and every one of us know are willing to participate in the insanity that has and is devouring our world, our health, and the planet's life support systems with it. Whether such individuals are active or passive participants with the criminal cancer that currently runs our reality, or if they're participants at all, they are part of the cancer. There are so many categories of medical professionals that are willfully ignoring facts and thus their Hippocratic Oath. Public protection agency officials that are doing the same. Our military brothers and sisters that we so desperately need to wake up to what they are being used for. How do we stop the cancer? By refusing to feed it. By refusing to support it. By refusing to participate with it. And by making each of our voices heard in the critical fight to fully expose it. What are your priorities? Are you a part of the solution or a part of the problem? Each of us has a responsibility to investigate the frontline facts. Each of us has a responsibility to help with the critical effort to sound the alarm. Each of us is desperately needed in the fight for the greater good. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.